Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. And just as that subtitle states, this is Strictly Business, it's not personal, so don't get offended by anything that I'm going to share with you. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and once again, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and I want to dive right into what we want to share with you this week. Now, you may be thinking that you have the best product, the best service, you know, the best personality. You've been in business umpteen years. I got that term from my mother a long time ago, umpteen years. And you think you have an advantage over other people who are in your niche, your industry, or your category on the strength that you are better, smarter, faster, more experience. And so by default in your mind, you think that you deserve probably the shine that they're getting, the money that they're getting, the exposure that they're getting, but you're not getting it and you're getting frustrated and you're wondering why. Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. No matter how skilled or talented, how smart you are, no matter how many credentials you have, how many letters you have behind your name, how long you've been in a particular area, you know, having the longest tenure, even being reliable to a college, a university, or whatever institution that you may be attached to, you probably think that brings the best value to customers or clients. You believe that money should flow to you because of that skill, that talent, those credentials. But I want to tell you that that's not how money works. Money has its own way of flowing, and money flows to different attractions or magnets, if you will. Let me give you an example. And please don't email me about football protests with Colin Kaepernick or anything like that, because that's not what this is about. But if you look in the world of sports, in particular football, and I just want to use that as an example because I just heard about this example recently and it's top of mind, is that you have quarterbacks on a couple teams that were not necessarily the high draft pick. They were not the most famous, but due to injury or due to suspension, a couple quarterbacks had to sit on the bench, and then the other quarterbacks had an opportunity to step up. And in one case with the Philadelphia Eagles, actually stepped up and won a Super Bowl. The other with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I'm speaking of Jameis Winston, got suspended. And then his replacement, a journeyman quarterback, came in and has been doing a phenomenal job. And so the debate this week was, now that Jameis Winston is off suspension, will he regain his starting position, even though the numbers and the performance of the other quarterback not only is he doing well now? His numbers were superior to what Jameis Winston was doing towards the end of last year. Now, in the case of Carson Wentz with the Philadelphia Eagles, again, he was the number one draft pick, and he was playing well, but then he got injured, and his replacement actually won a Super Bowl. But the talk was that it immediately shifted back to when Carson Wentz was healthy, would he be back in the starting role? What are you talking about, Brother Bedford? What does that have to do with my business? My point is that Jameis Winston, a number one overall pick, Carson Wentz, a number one overall pick, they have status that the other quarterbacks do not have. And even though they were outperforming, or in, again, Carson Wentz's case, he was injured, these backup quarterbacks came in and did a phenomenal job, but yet the debate is, should they either get contracts, should they either get playing time based upon their recent body of work? And the consensus as of right now is no. And why is that? It's because of the status of Jameis Winston, the status of Carson Wentz. And so I'm saying to you, within your business, your category, your niche, your industry, most times you're suffering as it relates to money coming to you because of your status. And for the most part, money moves towards status. Money moves towards status. Let me jump to another industry real quick. Let's just talk about the movie industry. There's been great debate lately, or recently, about people like Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, and them really receiving a lot of spotlight, right? A lot of money. Not that they don't put in the work and not that they don't deserve it, but the argument is that, okay, she's not that funny from some. Kevin Hart, you know, some would say, well, he's not that funny. I don't like him. But yet they're able to command salaries and budgets and partnerships with Hollywood executives and companies based upon their status. Denzel Washington's status right now, he can still command close to $20 million per movie because of his status. Those who have been nominated in this industry or for Oscar nominations, you don't really hear about them. They were nominated, but it is the winning director, right? The one who won. He has the studios trying to get the next movie. He has the authors coming to him with their books saying, can you turn my book into a movie? He has a waiting list of A-class superstars wanting to star in his next movie. Why? Because he won an Oscar. He was on stage. He was on television. He was on radio. He was on the cover of magazines. So his status made him a magnet and attractive to other people. So you have to be careful not to find yourself thinking that your product, your service, or even you just focusing on the day-to-day operations, even focusing on the competition. I see a lot of people always talking about haters and things like that. So we'll spend a day talking about haters in your competition instead of trying to improve your status. Because when you improve your status, people begin to flock to you. They want to work with you. Your fees increase. You can begin to demand more money, right? You have less price resistance. If no one knows you, it's hard to quote a $5,000 figure. But if someone knows you, it's not as difficult, right? There still may be some a little knee buckling going on when you quote it. And there's a joke in this industry that when we quote high fees in the industry of marketing and publishing information and things like that, consulting, when we quote high fees, the challenge is, you know, keeping a straight face and not looking nervous when you're quoting a fee. That kind of if you crack under that type of pressure, chances are you're not going to get the deal. So the point is, if people know you and you're confident in your status, you can quote higher fees. You have less price resistance because they view you as somebody that they want to work with. Now, there are pathways that can help you to achieve a certain status. And to be quite honest with you, they're very ingrained in, I don't want to just say traditional business and entrepreneurial thinking, but it's the truth. And I'm cautioning you and myself, because it's so easy to get caught up on the latest technology, the latest quick fix, the latest buzzword, you know, the latest platform. And you find yourself jumping around from platform to platform, doing all of these different things. And that's really the problem with elevating the statuses, because now everybody's doing this. So what happens when everyone is doing something? What happens when everybody's doing Facebook Lives and a whole bunch of people are good at doing Facebook Lives? What happens when a bunch of people are good on Instagram and they're getting X amount of followers, or they're good in this particular arena? You begin to become a commodity. There's nothing different about you. There's nothing special about you. And we have to be careful, because the first thing we will say in our own mind is that everyone is doing it. Exactly. So that's why when you try to have a breakout, when you try to make an offer, when you try to sell a product or service, it's very difficult for you, because your consumer, your potential customer or client, they're looking at you and they're wondering, why should I do business with you over all of these other options that are available to me? Because you're right, everyone is doing it. And we have to resist the urge to become a commodity. So there are three pathways that I'm just going to touch on quickly. We may dive a little bit deeper on these pathways maybe next week or shortly thereafter. But I got a couple major announcements. So it depends on how we're getting settled. And once we get settled, we're just going to go full speed ahead with a new announcements that we have, the new initiatives. But in the interim, I want to make sure that we give you some valuable information. So if we're locked and loaded, ready to go with the new initiatives, I won't go deeper into these right away. But I want to share enough with these pathways. It's only three pathways that I'm going to share with you now. And these are pathways to improve your status. As I said a few moments ago, they are very traditional. So therefore, when I say it, you may want to ignore me. You may want to say, oh, Brother Bedford, you know, I heard about that already, or that's old news. But yet you have not implemented it. Yet you have not tried it. Yet you have not seen the value that it can provide to you in your business. So let's just go over these three pathways to help you improve your status and break you free from being a commodity and break you free from having to charge minimal prices or low prices. First and foremost, becoming a published author in some form or fashion. It doesn't necessarily have to be a book, but I would tell you that that is one that is tried and true and would help to improve your status. The mere fact that your name would be on a published book as an author, people will look at you differently. People automatically default to you as at least an authority in the space, an expert in the space. Why? Because you've written a book on it, and there's no way in the world that you would write a book about something you don't know anything about or that you're not knowledgeable about. So writing a book is one of the great pathways, if not the greatest pathway, to elevating your status amongst your competition, others in the industry who are not, I mean, they're not even thinking of writing a book, because in most cases people think, well, that won't work for me. My business is different. You'll be tempted to say that. I know you will. You'll say, well, you know, Brother Bedford, I'm a chef. Okay, I can tell you right now, go do a search on Amazon right now and look at the celebrity chefs. Now, I want you to think about why are they called celebrity chefs now? Because they've written books, because they've published some work. They've written a cookbook. They're on television. I'll talk about that in 1 second. So you look, and it's the celebrity chef who probably can't cook any better than you, doesn't have a different recipe than you. In fact, your recipe is better. Your ingredients are better. Your methodology is better. But why is that chef getting more money than you? Why is his restaurant surviving and yours is floundering? Because he's improved or she has improved her status. So you have to remember that your business, and I've said this, if you've been around me any length of time, you've heard this over and over again, that your business is not your deliverables. Right? You can get caught up to thinking it's all of these small things, and it's not. Your business is marketing, and marketing includes elevating your status. So the sooner you can come to this realization and begin to move towards becoming a published author where people know you, people respect you, they value your knowledge, your experience, your expertise, and your passion. It's in the written word, whether it's a book, magazines, even something like this, a podcast, a show. This is a way of publishing your information. Every time I release an episode, that's a form of publishing my voice, my ideas, my mind. And so you're tuning in, listening to me differently. Now, if we were having this conversation and we were just on the street, you probably would be looking at me with glazed eyes. But the mere fact that you have your earbuds or your earphones on right now, either at your desk or while you're working out, listening to me changes the perception. It changes how you receive this information because I'm publishing this through formats that you can really receive and you respect listening to it on iTunes, iHeart, or Bashani, wherever you're listening to this, or you've downloaded or you come straight from my site, wherever it is, the information, you're receiving it differently, and it changes my status in your mind. You can do the same thing. The second is association, the second pathway to improving your status is association. Now, I'll just use myself again as an example. And one thing I try not to do, for one, let's go back, take a step back. I never tell you to do something or try to share with you to do something that I am not doing or have done myself. So I am a published author. I am a podcast host. I have published courses. I've written in magazines, been featured in articles. And so let's put that one to bed. So now going to the second one, association. My pathway to success or even just notoriety amongst a bunch of people was my association with Black millionaire entrepreneurs. My first breakthrough product, which was a combination of publishing and association, is that I interviewed successful millionaire entrepreneurs. Now, I want you to think about having conversations with millionaires. What did that do to my status? You have to find people in your category, your industry, whether it's in the restaurant industry, the publishing industry, the car industry. There are authorities, experts, conferences, people who have, there's associations, right? There's the presidents of National Speakers Associations or presidents of the Lawyers Association. Once you begin to associate yourself with these figures and these entities, that automatically raises your profile and your status, or it should if you do it properly. So my status, first starting off interviewing Black millionaire entrepreneurs, and one of those, namely, was George Frazier, who's the founder, well, many would say he's the father of the networking conversation in the African-American community. Success runs in our race. He's the founder of the Power Networking Conference, the largest networking professional and business conference for Black people, not just in America, on the planet. People from all over the world come to the Power Networking Conference every year, who buy George's books, his audios, who hire him to speak, all over the world. He's in the Business Hall of Fame. So I'm saying all that to say that George, through this association, handpicked me to be a speaker at that same Power Networking Conference. And coming up, this will be my 10th year presenting at the Power Networking Conference this coming year in Houston, Texas. So that association, and people seeing me constantly in photos with him and Dr. Randall Pinkett, Dr. Kimbrough, Les Brown, Lisa Nichols, I could go on and on and on, but you will always find me associating myself with those who can help to improve my status. Okay, let's get ready to close out. So that third factor, or that third pathway, it can help you to improve your status, is media. And what, let me put an emphasis on that. Real media. Well, Brother Bedford, I'm already on social media. No, I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about leveraging your book, leveraging your association, and getting into some print media, some television, some radio. I'm not saying that social media is not useful. All of that is useful. But we're talking about elevating your status. Nothing raises your status in the eyes of your potential clients, customers, or patients. Nothing does it better than them seeing you on a national television program or regional program or even a local news program. And they're seeing you being interviewed by about your book or about your store. So you have to find ways to leverage what it is you do, your book, your speaking. And if you notice how all of this kind of integrates, because it feeds on itself, the book can lead to the association, and then the book and the association can also lead to television and radio interviews. And then you get radio and television interviews, and what does that do? It feeds to more association, right? So it becomes this cycle of raising your status again, if you use it properly. There's some people who get an opportunity and they just throw it away because, for one, they're not looking at it this way. They're looking at their business, their products and services very up close. They don't see the big picture. So I'm asking you to take a step back. Take not just one step back. Take about 10 steps back and begin to view your business differently and look at how you can improve your status overall, because if you're too close, all you're going to see is the next sale. All you're going to see is the competition to left of you, to the right of you. All you're going to see is the bills come across your desk on a day-to-day basis. So you have to take the step back and begin to figure out, how can I use these three pathways to help me to elevate my business? And when you elevate your business, all of these small things that we talk about, they'll begin to fall by the wayside. When you improve your status and you're making more money, are you more concerned about the bills? No. Are you concerned about competition? No. Are you concerned about stocking shelves? No. In fact, you hope to make more money so that you can go out and do more television interviews, or why you bring in more money. And so, as I close, I hope that you would work very, very hard. There has to be a paradigm shift that takes place with you. I know what I'm saying is a paradigm shift, and it's not easy, right? Brother Bedford, what you're saying, you make it sound so easy. I know it sounds easy, and it's not, like you can just turn, spot on, right? I'm saying it, then tomorrow you're a published author. Can that happen? It can happen. But you have to be prepared mentally, emotionally. You have to be strong enough to make these steps, bold enough to say that I want to elevate my status. I want to elevate it properly by serving people. I want to write. I want to share my ideas. I want to associate with movers and shakers in my industry, my category. Even if they're not in your industry or category, it just still has a wonderful effect when people can see you. There's a term that people like to use, leveling up, right? When people see you or hear about you leveling up with people that they respect and they admire, again, that raises your status in there. So there has to be a revolutionary thought that may need to take place within you about elevating your status and deliberately choosing these pathways that I've given you today to elevate your status to grow your business. This is what a master of business does. And if you want to be a master of business, you have to master improving your status. And so I'm going to ask you to join me and others in this process. And so, again, just text, join the Masters of Business. It's free, the text club. Just text M-O-B or the MOB, excuse me, T-H-E-M-O-B, the MOB, which stands for the Masters of Business, to 58885. And I got something special coming up for you very soon. I want to be able to let those who are in the Masters of Business know about it first. All right. So this is your brother, Bedford. I hope that this information has been very helpful and enlightening for you. Share it. Spread it. Tap someone on the shoulder and say, hey, this is for you. You know, you're trying to be an entrepreneur, business owner. You're trying to get off the job. Whatever the case is, here's some information that you can use right away. So share it, like it, give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. If there's anything else that we can begin to cover on the podcast for you, please don't hesitate to either just shoot me an email over at info@brobedford.com. That's info@brobedford.com. That's B-R-O-B-E-D-F-O-R-D.com. Or again, get my master's, my marketing tip sheets. I don't want to give you too many different call to actions, but there's so many ways for you to begin to get this information that I want to give it to you. So you can join the MOB. Again, text the MOB 58885, or you can go to moneymakingmarketingtips.com and have a tip sheet for you. It gives you these secrets to begin to start on your way. You can do it that way, or you can text 8 tips, the number 8T and then T-I-P-S, to that same number, 58885. Okay? And I'll shoot that to you ASAP. So this is your brother, Bedford. I look forward to sharing some new exciting information and news with you in the very next episode of the Masters of Business Present Strictly Business. So take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. Which should be everybody.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.